The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And for this program, we're going to start off with a couple of the clubs in the Raleigh. And we'll start this time around with the Ritz. It's located on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. Most shows start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Okay, Monday, September 24th, all-time low. Friday, September 28th, clutch. Book of Bad Decisions Tour 2018. Tuesday, October 2nd, thrice, and that show starts at 7. Thursday, October 4th, Sirius XM Outlaw Country presents Turnpike Troubadours. Friday, October 5th, Trivium, The Sin and the Sentence World Tour at 7:30. Saturday, October 6th, Tamia, Passion Like Fire Tour. Sunday, October 7th, Kaylee Uchis, In Your Dreams Tour. Wednesday, October 17th, Sirius XM, The Joint, presents Soja. Thursday, October 18th, Kip Moore, After the Sunburn Tour, 7:30. Friday, October 19th, Good Charlotte North American Tour. This is at 7. Saturday, October 20th, Lil Pump, the Harvard Dropout Tour. Okay, Lincoln Theater is on East Cabrera Street in Raleigh, and their lineup goes as follows. Friday, September 21st, The Breakfast Club with Love Bucket. That's at 9. Sunday, September 23rd, Jump, Little Children Album Release Party, featuring special guest Michael Flynn. That show starts at 8. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, October 25th through the 22nd, selected IBMA Bluegrass Ramble concerts, all starting at 6. Friday, September 28th, Perpetual Groove at 9. Sunday, September 30th, Moon Taxi with Ripe and Travers Brothership, Street Stage at 5:30. Thursday, October 4th, the 4th Annual Mullins Battle of Broker Bands starts at 5:45. Then at 8 o'clock, it's Sirius XM Outlaw Country presents Turnpike Troubadours with Charlie Crockett. Friday, October 5th, the Devin Allman Project with special guest Dwayne Betts. That starts at 9. Again, these are all shows at Lincoln Theater. Thursday, October 18th, Lane 8, Little by Little Tour with Fairchild starting at 8 o'clock. Wednesday, October 24th, The Oh Hellos with Samantha Crane at 8. Thursday and Friday, October 25th and 26th, An Evening with Chris Robinson Brotherhood at 8. Saturday, October 27th, QDR Halloween Harvest Ball with Danielle Bradbury, Runaway Jane, and Claire Dunn. That show starts at 8. Sunday, October 28th, Whitey Morgan with Alex Williams, and that show starts at 8. Okay, the Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street in Raleigh. Most shows start at 9, unless noted. Wednesday, September 19th, Super Suckers 30th Anniversary Tour with the Backsliders, 8 o'clock. Thursday, September 20th, local band, local beer with Arson Daly, Little Bird, and the Dead Bedrooms. Friday, September 21st, Yug Dubliners, or Dubliners, with Born Again Heathens. Saturday, September 22nd, Groove in the Garden, a celebration of North Carolina music, starts at 2:15. This is at Raleigh Little Theater's Stevenson Amphitheater, presented by the Poorhouse Music Hall and Raleigh Little Theater. Also, Saturday, September 22nd, Southern Culture on the Skids. Sunday, September 23rd, Sunday Fun Day and Bloody Mary Bar with Radar Clowns of Sedation and Indio Bravo, and that starts at 2. That same day, Sunday, September 23rd, the Remarks with Chris Larkin, Strongman and Company. That show starts at 8:30. Monday, September 24th, Unica Prong with Good Night Texas and Sid Kingsley. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, September 25, 26, and 27, it's IBMA Bluegrass Ramble Select Concerts, and that all starts at 6. Saturday, September 29th, the All-Star Latin Jam, Trey Mars, and the Kids Downtown, and the Facts. That starts at 1:30. And September 30th, Sunday Fun Day, the Black Feathers with Rattle and Shakes at 2. Thursday, October 4th, local band Local Beer, Alonzo Wesley, Heat Preacher, and The Genuine. All right, let's take a look at the universities. At NC State, Ticket Central is in Thompson Hall. You can give them a call at 919-515-1100. Okay, Thursday, September 20th, Frank Warren's Post Secret Live. Warren is the most trusted stranger in America. He's the creator of the Post Secret Project, a collection of over a million artful secrets that have been mailed to his home on postcards anonymously. The Post Secret website has become a phenomenon in itself, earning over 700 million views and making it the world's largest advertisement-free blog. In collaboration with NC State's renowned Crafts Center, Frank will be there for a lively lecture based on his popular TED Talk. Come see the postcards that were banned from his 6 best-selling Post Secret books. This is at Stewart Theater, NC State University, at 7. Friday, October 19th, Ranky Tanky. Gula comes from the West African language and means a people blessed by God. Ranky Tanky translates loosely as work it or get funky. In this spirit, this Charleston, South Carolina-based quintet performs timeless music of Gula culture, born in the southeastern Sea Island region of the United States. From playful game songs to ecstatic shouts, and from heartbreaking spirituals to delicate lullabies. This is at Stewart Theater at 8 o'clock. University Theater, September 20th through the 23rd and 26th through the 30th. Men on Boats. And this is at Titmus Theater, Thompson Hall, NC State University. November 8th through the 11th and 14th through the 18th, it's The Rainmaker. Kids Stuff, Sunday, October 21st, NC State, Mexico Beyond Mariachi, Sugar Skull, Stewart Theater at 3, and then Sunday, March 24th, Lightwire Theater's The Ugly Duckling. That's from the Kids Stuff series at NC State University. The music department, most events occur at Stewart Theater at 7, unless noted. Sunday, September 30th, a memorial concert in honor of Dr. Randolph Foy, Kennedy McAwee Studio Theater. Thursday, October 11th, and Tuesday, October 23rd, Applied Student Recital, Price Music Center at 7. Friday, October 26th, the Fall Chorale Collage. Duke performances. All shows start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Any questions, give them a call at 919-660-3356. All right, Saturday and Sunday, September 22nd and 23rd, Narityam Dance Ensemble and Christsena Dance Company. This is Reynolds Industries Theater. Saturday night's performance is at 8. Sunday's performance is at 3. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, September 26th through the 28th, Will Oldham, a.k.a. Bonnie Prince Billy. This is at Baldwin Auditorium. Saturday, September 29th, Chompy Quartet. This is concert number one, Baldwin Auditorium. Thursday, October 4th, Amir El Safar and Hamid El Saadi, Building Bridges, Muslims in America. This is at Rubenstein Arts Center. Friday and Saturday, October 5 and 6, Branford Marsalis Quartet. Of course, Marsalis is jazz royalty, definitely. And this is at Baldwin Auditorium. Carolina Performing Arts program started 8, unless noted. September 18th through the 23rd, Plastic Bag Store. I've explained this one a couple of times, but I'll go it over it one more time because it's going on now. This is no ordinary store. All of the products that line the shelves are just plastic bags. There are bottles of bags, cans of bags, boxes of bags, and, of course, bags of bags. Each product, an original design made from discarded plastic, stuffed inside other discarded plastic, creating an endless cacophony of packaging. Performances are at the Current Art Space and Studio. Friday, September 21st, it's Flutronics. Ingenious composers, musicians, and vocalists Nathalie Joachim and Allison Loggins Hall create original works for flute, voice, electronic, and live drums. Mosier Auditorium in Hill Hall. Friday, September 28th, Brooklyn Ryder and Magos Herrera. Mexican-born songstress Magos Herrera and the omnivorous string quartet Brooklyn Ryder join forces to reinterpret classics from Mexico, Cuba, Peru, Chile, Brazil, Argentina, and Spain. This is at Memorial Hall. Also, Carolina Performing Arts, Saturday, September 29th, it's Buddy Guy. Eric Clapton calls him the best guitar player alive. His radical gumbo of Chicago blues, avant rock, soul, and free jazz has influenced pretty much any guitarist whose name you know. And his live performances are legendary. This is at UNC's Memorial Hall. Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th, Shabuna Berlin, an enemy of the people. This is Memorial Auditorium. All right, let's take a look at some of the communities around Raleigh. Knightdale, they've got an event coming up Friday and Saturday, September 28th and 29th. This is Mumpkin Fest, a fun-filled family weekend to kick off the beginning of fall at Knightdale Station Park. And then Saturday, October 20th, they hold Dogtoberfest. And it's scheduled for 11 to 1 at Ashley Wilder Dog Park, which is located at Knightdale Station Park. Fuquay Varina events, the FM2FV concert series. In other words, follow me to Fuquay Varina. They've got concerts on Thursdays, 6:30 to 9:30 at Centennial Square. Two events to follow, September 20th. It's North Tower, and October 11th, it's the Embers. Saturday, October 6th in Fuquay Varina, celebrate Fuquay Varina Festival. A Dashmore Festival, live music and entertainment, craft beer, festival food, the downtown chili cook-off, art vendors, a free kids zone, classic car show, a King BMX bike show, and museum tours. The chairman of the board opens the festival on Thursday evening from 6:30 to 9:30 on Broad Street. Okay, the Clayton Center. All shows start at 8, unless noted. Saturday, October 27th, Roots and Boots Tour. Friday, November 9th, Royal Wood. Friday, December 7th, Fabulous Equinox Orchestra. Friday, February 8th, it's Yolanda Rayburn. Or Raven, one or the other. Garner Performing Arts Center on West Garner Road. They've got one event coming up in October, the 19th, 20th, and 26th, and 27th. Dearly Departed. In the Baptist backwoods of the Bible Belt, the beleaguered Turpin family proves that living and dying in the South are seldom tidy and always hilarious. Despite their earnest efforts to pull themselves together for their father's funeral, the Turpins' other problems keep overshadowing the solemn occasion. Firstborn Ray Bud drinks himself silly as the funeral bills mount. Junior, the younger son, is juggling financial ruin, a pack of no-neck monster kids, and a wife who suspects him of infidelity in the family car. Their spinster sister, Delightful, copes with death as she does life by devouring junk food. And all the neighbors add more than 2 cents. Okay, at Holly Springs, Friday, September 21st, it is Sarah Potenza, a contestant on Season 8 of The Voice. Performance starts at 7:30. Friday, September 28th, Steve Brogan, clean comedy performance, great for all ages, begins at 7:30. And Thursday, October 4th, it's Pete the Cat. There are two performances, one at 10 a.m. and the other at 2 o'clock. All right, let's check out what's going on at DPAC, Durham Performing Arts Center. Tickets are available through the following outlets. Where am I going? DPACNC.com. DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787. DPAC Ticket Center on Vivian Street in Durham, or you can contact Ticketmaster. All right, Thursday, September 20th, My Favorite Murder, live. The hit true crime comedy podcast starts its 2018 fall tour at DPAC. My Favorite Murder also has launched a new membership-based fan engagement program, Fan Cult, with the goal of engaging fans with the podcast and with the larger My Favorite Murder community. Co-hosts Karen Kilgariff and Georgia Hardstark said that their fan cult is a way to build deeper connections with their top listeners. Sunday, September 23rd at DPAC, Bill Maher. For over 20 years, he's expanded the boundaries of where funny political talk can go. Tuesday, September 25th, an evening with Sarah McLachlan. She's one of the most celebrated singer-songwriters in entertainment, with over 40 million albums sold worldwide. She is an 8-time Juno Award winner, and that's in Canada, and a 3-time Grammy Award winner. Friday, September 28th, it is Brian Regan. Critics, fans, and fellow comedians agree. Brian is one of the most respected comedians in the country. Saturday, September 29th, Joan Baez. Fare Thee Well Tour 2018. As a special offer to fans purchasing tickets for Baez's U.S. tour, a CD or digital download of her latest album, Whistle Down the Wind, is included with every ticket purchased. The new music marks the first release from Baez since 2008's Grammy-nominated album, Day After Tomorrow. Also at DPAC, Sunday, September 30th, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Valli, who rose to fame in 1962 as the lead singer of the Four Seasons, is hotter than ever, thanks to the volcanic success of the Tony-winning musical Jersey Boys, which chronicles the life and times of Frankie and his legendary group. Friday and Saturday, October 5 and 6 at DPAC, The Naked Magicians. Thursday, October 11th, Lord of the Dance, Dangerous Games. Saturday, October 13th, Distant Worlds, Music from Final Fantasy. Sunday, October 15th, Sip and Savor, a wine, food, and music experience. Monday, October 15th, Sweetheart of the Rodeo, the Byrds album, is performed in its entirety by Bird's co-founders Roger McGinn and Chris Hillman, and they'll tell the stories that brought the album to life. Again, those are performances coming up at the Durham Performing Arts Center. At Carolina Theater in Durham, all programs start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Wednesday, September 19th, is Mutlu. This is at the Pinhook. Tickets are $12 in advance, $15 a day of, and the show starts at 9. Friday, September 21st, it's Michael Kuhl, or Q, rather, Full Throttle Comedy. Full Throttle Comedy now tours 52 major cities and has become one of the highest-reviewed stand-up showcases in the U.S. Tickets are $20. Saturday, September 22nd, The Monty, Heroes and Villains. Tickets $22.47. Sunday, September 23rd, The Fun Show with Nat and Kat. Tuesday, September 25th, Toad the Wet Sprocket. Wednesday, September 26th, Squirrel Nut Zippers. Thursday, September 27th, Hype World Premiere Screening. That program starts at 7. And also Thursday, September 27th, Welcome to Night Vale, A Spy in the Desert. Tickets are $27.50 and $32.50. Friday, September 28th, the 2018 Art of Cool Festival. Saturday, September 29th, Spare the Rod, Spoil the Child Gospel Play. In this gripping and engaging dramatic piece, a woman simply known as Grandma serves as the pillar of her surroundings. Her son's family is in crisis, and those within her neighborhood are drowning in chronic troubles of their own. Through it all, Grandma seeks God on behalf of those who are not spiritually inclined enough to seek Him for themselves. Performance is at 7:30. Tickets are $49, $59, and $69. Sunday, September 30th, it's Randy Rainbow Live. Tickets are $39.50. The show starts at 7. Wednesday, October 3rd, Inside the Staircase lies Fake Science and the Owl Theory, an evening with David Rudolph from Netflix's The Staircase. And then Thursday, October 4th, Stephen Curtis Chapman. In a career that has spanned 30 years, Chapman is the most awarded artist in Christian music history, with 58 Gospel Music Association Dove Awards, 5 Grammys, an American Music Award, 48 number one singles, selling over 11 million albums, with 10 RIAA certified gold and platinum albums to his credit. The concert starts at 7. Ticket prices range from $34.75 to $69.75. All right, let's check out Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Through September 30th, Firebird, Carolina Ballet. This is a Russian ballet from composer Igor Stravinsky, first performed in 1910. Thursday, September 20th, Joshua Bell, North Carolina Symphony Special, May Mandy Concert Hall. That starts at 7:30. Friday and Saturday, September 21st and 22nd, Beethoven's Fifth, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series, May Mandy Concert Hall, 8 o'clock both evenings. Saturday, September 22nd, Betty Wright and Friends, the No Pain, No Gain Tour, Memorial Auditorium at 8. Sunday, September 23rd, Sisters United, It's Our Time Tour, Memorial Auditorium at 6. Thursday, September 27th, the 29th Annual International Bluegrass Music Awards Show, Memorial Auditorium. The show starts at 7:30. Friday, September 28th, Beethoven's Fifth, North Carolina Symphony Friday Favorites, May Mandy Concert Hall at noon. October 5 through 7, Star Wars, A New Hope in Concert, North Carolina Symphony Pops series. Friday, October 5th, Christian Nodal, a mariachi performer. Saturday, October 6th, National Inclusion Project's 15th Anniversary Champions Gala. Okay, audio describe performances coming up. Tuesday, September 18th, Robin Hood at Paul Green Theater, UNC Chapel Hill. Curtain goes up at 7:30. Friday, September 21st, Men on Boats. This is at NC State University's Titmus Theater, and the performance starts at 7:30. Also on the audio describe performance list, Sunday, October 7th, it is The Revolutionists. That's Raleigh Little Theater at 3 o'clock. Sunday, October 14th, Stuff Happens. And that is at Burning Coal Theater, Murphy School Auditorium at 2 o'clock. Tuesday, October 16th, it's Skeleton Crew. At the start of the Great Recession, one of the last auto stamping plants in Detroit is on shaky ground. The long hours and demanding shifts have turned the line workers into a family, but the stress and strain of an uncertain future threatens to do more than just gum up the works. In the conclusion to her Detroit trilogy, Dominique Morisseau takes us deeply into the difficult choices each blue-collar worker must face as they see the handwriting on the wall. Playmakers Repertory Company, Paul Green Theater, UNC Chapel Hill, and that show starts at 7:30. Saturday, October 20th, In the Heights, from the creator of Hamilton, the Tony Award-winning musical tells the universal story of a vibrant community in New York's Washington Heights neighborhood, a place where the coffee from the corner bodega is light and sweet, the windows are always open, and the breeze carries the rhythm of three generations of music. This is North Carolina Theater at Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium. The curtain goes up at 2. And then, on Sunday, October 21st, Once on This Island, Cary Youth Theater, Cary Arts Center at 3 o'clock. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. And be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions about this program, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. Again, that number, 919-832-5138. So long until next time.